亲爱的朋友们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。今天晚上我们将继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的讲道《耶稣显明神》。今天晚上的题目是他生气了。
We've been looking at the purpose of Jesus.
我们一直在看耶稣的目的。
As described in the book of John.
就是在约翰福音里面所描述的。
His purpose was to show us who God is.
他的目的是要跟我们显明神是谁。
You see, he was God's son.
他是神的儿子。
And as God's son, he knew all the mysteries of life and the creation.
因为他是神的儿子，所以他知道所有生活的奥秘，还有整个的创造。
And he knew that God was invisible to us.
他知道神对我们来说是看不见的。
Because God doesn't live in our small world.
神不是活在我们小小的世界里。
Our world is material.
我们的世界是物质的。
There's much more unmaterial space in this universe.
在这宇宙有很大的非物质的空间。
Material.
超过了物质的世界。
And by our material means of understanding,
我们要用物质的方法来了解事情的话，
we call them five senses.
这就是我们所称的五官。
We cannot understand the invisible God.
用这五种感官，我们没有办法去了解看不见的神。
We cannot touch him.
我们没有办法摸着他。
See him.
也看不见他。
Hear him.
听见他。
Smell him.
也闻不到他。
Or even taste him.
也没有办法尝尝他。
And so, we have a hard time.
所以我们很困难。
And yet, because we are spirit creatures as well as material creatures,
但是因为我们不但是物质的产物，我们也是灵的产物。
That doesn't mean we can't learn to know God.
这意思不是说我们就没有办法去认识神了。
Because we have other ways of receiving.
因为我们有其他的方式能够领受。
And we won't go into that this afternoon.
这个今天我们晚上不来讲。
But just to say that this invisible God, this creator of everything,
但是我要讲，就是说这位看不见的神，他是创造一切的主。
Sent his son to live our world.
他差遣他的儿子来活在我们的世界。
And to live our life.
过了我们的生活。
And to live in our physical body.
活在我们的有形的身体里面。
To be able to explain unto us and show us who the invisible God is.
要来跟我们显明，让我们知道那位看不见的神是怎么样子的。
And that was one of his purposes.
这就是他的目的，来到世上目的之一。
And the book of John is very interesting as we go from study to study.
约翰福音，我们每次在研读的时候，你都会发现它很有意思。
The different things that Jesus showed us about the invisible God.
就是耶稣他把有关这位不同看不见的神的不同的事情跟我们显明。
Our first lesson here.
我们在这里的第一次课
was in the second chapter of John.
我们讲到了约翰福音第二章。
Where Jesus went to a wedding.
就是耶稣去参加一个婚礼。
Now Jesus said, "I only do what I see the Father do."
耶稣说，我只做我看见父做的事情。
What he saw God do, God would show him what to do, and he'd go and do it.
当他会看见神做的事情，那时候他要做什么，他就
是。Now we don't think the Almighty God would go to a wedding.
我们不会想说全能神居然会去参加一个婚礼。
Oh, God is serious.
哦，神是很严肃的。
Attending the great matters of the universe.
他会处理宇宙间很大的事情。
Teaching the angels wonderful things.
会在教导天使奇妙的事情。
Keeping the devils in control.
就把魔鬼控制得好好的。
Watching the political situation.
在看顾的整个的政治情况。
Taking care of the wars.
是在处理战争。
No, the first thing Jesus did was went to a wedding.
但不是的，耶稣做的第一件事情就是参加一个婚礼。
And a wedding is a joyful occasion.
婚礼是一个很愉快的场合。
And just in case there wasn't enough joy, he made enough wine so they'd get joyful.
他怕那个场合的快乐还不够，所以他就造了很多的酒，让那场合更快乐。
He was showing us about God.
他是把神显明给我们看。
God wants us to be full of joy.
神要我们充满喜乐。
He said, "I give my joy to you, so your joy can be full."
他说，我把我的喜乐给你们，好叫你们的喜乐能够满足。
Well, that was the first lesson.
这是第一个课。
And then he went on.
然后他又继续。
And we went to the woman of the well.
我们也讲到了那水边的妇人，撒玛利亚的妇人。
And then we went to the lame man at the pool of Bethesda.
我们也讲到在毕士大池那个瘸腿的。
And how he healed that man.
神怎么样医治了那个人。
And how he healed the nobleman's son.
他怎么样医治了那个大臣的儿子。
We went through all of these already.
这些我们都已经看过了。
And tonight we're going to look at something else.
今天我们要来看另外一样。
Now it's another face of God.
是神的另外一面。
The first face was full of joy.
第一面是充满了喜乐。
And then full of mercy.
然后又充满了怜悯。
And then full of power to help.
然后又充满了帮助的能力。
And then full of a mercy over sinners.
然后是对罪人充满了怜悯。
That woman at the well.
就是那个井边的妇人。
Nobody knew who she was.
没有人知道她是谁。
She came to the well on purpose when no one else was there because the rest of people knew her.
她故意在井边没有人的时候去，因为其他的人都认识她的。
And she got into a sort of a theological argument with Jesus.
她跟耶稣有了一点神学上的争论。
He said, "Well, if you'll ask me, I'll give you some living water to drink."
耶稣说，你若跟我求，我就给你活水喝。
How can you do that?
你怎么能够这样做呢?
You can't get in this deep well.
你没有办法进到这个深的井里面呢。
Oh, no, but I'll give you living if you ask me.
我知道，但是你若跟我求，我就给你。
Oh, give me this living water.
把这活水给我吧。
Well, go call your husband.
叫你的丈夫来。
Husband?
丈夫。
I don't have one.
我没有丈夫。
Oh, that's right.
对了，你说对了。
Yes, you don't. You had five, and the one you're living with now isn't your husband.
是的，你有过五个
丈夫。Wow.
你现在跟着住在一起的不是你的丈夫。
Right in the nose, she got it.
她的鼻子就被打得正着了。
And yet.
然而。
He didn't say, now go straighten up your life.
但是他没有说，现在把你的生活整顿好。
No, he said, go call your neighbors, and I'll give you all living water.
他说你去叫你的邻居来告诉他们有活水。
He was merciful with sinners.
他对罪人是怜悯的。
He was going to take away their sin.
他要拿走他们的罪。
He wasn't there come to judge her and destroy her.
他来不是要去审判她摧毁。
Or curse her.
也不是要去咒诅那个妇人。
Or pronounce a terrible thing that happened to her because of what she'd done.
也不是要宣告说因为她做了多么糟糕的事情就有很可怕的事情会临到她。
And he still gave her and her neighbors living water.
耶稣还是把活水给了她还有她的邻舍。
And said nothing about straightening up her life.
他一点都没有讲说要把他的生活给整顿好。
Because he knew when living waters begin to flow.
因为耶稣知道当活水开始流的时候。
Life just automatically begins to straighten up.
生活自然的就会整顿好了。
So we're getting different pictures of God.
所以我们就看到神不同的样子。
And now tonight he shows us another picture completely different.
今天晚上他跟我们写明另外一个完全不同的样子。
We pick this up in the second chapter.
我们来看第二章。
Second chapter of the 13th verse.
约翰福音第二章十三节。
Now the Jews' Passover was at hand.
犹太人的逾越节近了。
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
This is after the wedding.
这是在婚礼之后。
And he found in the temple.Those that sold oxen and sheep and doves,
他看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子
and the changers of money sitting there,
并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里
and when he made a scourge of small cords,
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子
he drove them all out of the temple,
把牛羊都赶出去
and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables.
到处兑换银钱之人的银钱推翻他们的桌子
and said unto them that sold doves
又对卖鸽子的说
take these things out of here
把这些东西拿去
make not my father's house a house of merchandise
不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方
and his disciples remember that it was written the zeal of my house has eaten me up
他的门徒就想起经上记着说我为你的殿心里焦急
and the Jews answered said unto him what sign showest thou unto usSeeing thou doest these things.
因此犹太人问他说你既做这些事情还显什么神迹给我们看呢
Now he's showing us something else.
这次神给我们显明另外一件事情
Let's pick up the picture first.
但是首先我们先来看看整个的情形
Like here at the Olympics.
就像在这里的奥林匹克运动会一样
There's lots of people coming from everywhere.
有很多人从各处来
To Atlanta.
来到亚特兰大
Well, there's always were many visitors coming to Jerusalem, especially at the feast days.
特别是在节期的时候，总是有很多的人会到耶路撒冷去。
Hundreds and thousands.
成千上万的人。
And they came there to go to the temple. They were Jews that lived outside.
他们到那里是要到圣殿去，他们是住在外面的犹太人。
And this feast day of the Passover,
而这个节期逾越节
they came from all kinds of places,
他们从各种各样的地方来
speaking all kinds of languages,
说各种各样的语言
to worship in the temple.
要在圣殿里面敬拜。
Now when they worshiped in the temple, they had to offer their sacrifices.
当他们在圣殿里面敬拜的时候必须要献祭。
But they couldn't bring doves and lambs and oxen with them all across on boats across the water and caravans across the land.
但是他们没有办法把牛羊鸽子走了很远的路或者是坐在带在船上一起来。
And so the farmers around there
所以在那个四周的农夫
brought their cattle and their sheep and their doves
就把他们的牛羊鸽子带来
to the temple merchants
带到圣殿那边的商人那里
and they sold these sacrifices
他们卖这些祭物
to the visitors
给那些访客
and then they could offer them as sacrifices
然后让他们能够献祭
and the money changer was there so people came from different places could change their money
那些兑换银钱的人在那里好让外来的访客能够换钱
but also like the Olympics
但是也像奥林匹克运动一样
They jacked the prices way up.
他们把价钱抬得非常非常高
And everything cost about 10 times more.
一切都差不多涨了十倍
And so they had a monopoly.
所以他们是专卖的垄断
And they had agreement with the farmers.
他们必须跟农夫都已经达成协议
Don't sell your sheep to the visitors.
说你不可以自己把羊卖给访客
We'll pay you twice as much.
我会付给你两倍的钱
And we'll charge 10 times as much.
但是我们要价是要十倍。
Because they had to offer their sacrifices to worship in the temple.
因为他们在圣殿里要敬拜，一定要献祭。
And that's the way things were.
这就是当时的情形。
And that happened at all the feast days and perhaps other times too.
这发生在所有的节期，或许不只是这个节。
And so they had a big business going.
所以他们有很大的生意在进行着。
Taking advantage of the law of God that they had to visit the temple and offer their sacrifice.
他们就是利用神的律法说他们必须到神的殿中必须带个祭物。
And they were getting rich.
他们就这样子发财了。
But taking advantage of the poor people and the visitors.
但是他们却是在利用那些贫穷的那些访客。
And so all the interest was, as far as the Jews were concerned, were not in the sacrifices.
所以变得对那些犹太人讲重点不在于献祭了
Their interest was in the sheep business
他们的兴趣是在于
And the dove business
买鸽子
And the money changing business
还有换钱的事情
And so when Jesus visited the temple
所以当耶稣拜访圣殿的时候
He saw all that
他看到了这一切
And now we see something else
现在我们看到另外一件事情
He was not going toTell them nice stories and how wonderful they were, and how clever they were, and what fine businessmen they were.
耶稣没有要告诉他们说他们做的生意多么好，他们是多么聪明的生意人。
He was angry.
他很生气。
Angry.
生气。
With his eyes flashing fire.
他的眼睛如火发出。
And anybody looks into those eyes when they're angry, they'll know it forever.
凡是看到耶稣生气的眼睛的人，他们永远会知道。
And he made a whip of cords.
他就做了一根鞭子。
Now he's only one person.
他只是一个人。
And perhaps there are 50 merchants there.
或许那里有五十个商人。
Guarding their different products or different things they were selling.
在看着他们卖的不同的产品。
And the changers of money with their tables of money.
还有那兑换银钱的人也是摆的桌子在那边。
And he went in there with that whip.
耶稣进到那里带着那根鞭子。
And don't think he didn't use it.
你不要想说他的鞭子没有用哦。
He used it.
他用了。
Get out! Out! Out of here! Out,
出去！出去！出去！出去！出去！
Whip them out of that place, and every one of them.
他就用鞭子把他打，把每个人都打出去了。
Yes, 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 yes.Not one of them said, "Who do you think you are?"
没有一个人说，哦，你以为你是谁啊？
There was one against 50 or more.
他一个人抵挡五十多个人。
They could have written, "Who do you think you are?"
那些人本来也可以说，你以为你是谁啊？
Not one of them dared.
没有一个人敢这样说。
He took their money and threw it on the floor.
他把他们的钱拿了，丢在地上。
He drove the animals out.
他把动物给赶出去。
He turned the doves loose.
他把鸽子给放开来了。
And not one could say a word.
没有一个人说得出一句话。
One look on those flashing eyes.
当一个人看着他那如火焰的眼睛。
And they didn't have to be hit with a whip to get out of there quick.
他们不必被鞭子打就会很快地跑走了。
It scared them to the bottom of their souls.
他们都吓得不得了。
As John said, his eyes were like a flame of fire.
就像约翰讲的，他的眼目如同火炬。
Looking way down into their hidden hearts.
深深地看到他们的隐藏内心。
And they ran out.
他们跑出去了。
And that's why they asked him the next day.
这就是为什么他们第二天问耶稣。
How did you do that?
你是怎么做的呢？
By what power did you do that?
你是靠着什么样的能力这样做的呢？
Why? What other man could do that?
没有别的人能够做这样的事情。
Their finances and their money.
那些人都在保护他们的金钱，保护他们的东西。
They didn't even think about their money.
他们根本没有想他们的钱了。
They didn't think about the birds escaped.
根本没有想到说那个鸟都飞掉了。
They thought one thing, get me out of here quick.
他们只想到一件事，就是我要赶快离开这里。
He showed another face of God.
他显明了神的另外一面。
He showed that God has anger just like we have anger.
他显明了神会生气，就跟我们会生气一样。
A child learns quickly.
小孩很快的就会学会。
That his mother or father can be so tender and loving and sweet.
就是他的父母可能非常的温柔，很慈爱，很甜蜜。
But also mother or father can put on another face. I said stop it.
但是父母也会有另外一张脸出来说，我说你停止。
Where's my sweet mother?
我甜蜜的妈妈到哪里去了？
And they learned.
他们学会。
As we all have to learn.
我们都必须学会。
That we can be loving, but also we can be strong.
我们有可能是慈爱，但也可能是非常刚强的。
And also we have a thing that's called anger.
而且我们也有一样东西，就是我们所说的生气。
And the scriptures talk about the wrath of God.
圣经上有讲到神的愤怒。
When they looked in the face of Jesus Christ that day.
当他们那天看着耶稣基督的脸。
Not one of them even made one word of response.
没有一个人回答了一句话。
Not one tried to defy him.
没有一个人试着要跟他挑战。
Not one tried to resist him.
没有一个人试着要抗拒他。
Not one hung onto his table so it wouldn't tip over.
没有一个人抓住自己的桌子，让那桌子不会翻掉。
One look of those eyes, and if they didn't get out quick, they felt the whip upon their shoulders.
他们只要看了眼睛一眼，如果他们没有马上出去的话，就会感觉到。
He was a strong man.
背上被打了。
He could use it.
而且他是一个很强的人，他能够用这边。
That's another face of God.
这是神的另外一面。
Jesus said, "I only do what I see the Father do."
耶稣说，我只做我看见父做的事情。
God has anger as well as love.
神有爱也有生气。
He made us in His image.
他造我们按着他的样式造。
We have love.
我们有爱。
We have anger too.
我们也有生气。
Sometimes we use it wrong.
有时候我们用的不对。
Sometimes it's not holy anger.
有时候不是神圣的生气。
But there are times it can be holy anger.
但是有时候可能是神圣的生气。
And therefore, we learn that God is not always sweet and loving.
因此我们就学会一点，神不是。
When things are unjust.
任何时候都是甜蜜慈爱，当事情不公正的时候。
When things are unrighteousness.
当事情是不公义的时候。
When things got disobedience,
当事情是不顺服的时候
an attitude can change very quickly.
态度可以很快地改变了
With my own children,
我对我自己的孩子
they begin to whine and raise up in rebellion. No, I don't want to.
当他们开始吵，开始
背逆起来说 Why do I have
to? 我不想这样做，我为什么必须这样做呢？
Suddenly my attitude would change.
忽然之间，我的态度就会改变。
My face would change.
我的脸就会改变。
I looked them straight in the eye because I said so.
我就直接的看着他们说，因为我这样说。
Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
是的，爸爸，是的。
God is like that.
神就是这样子。
Because He's righteous.
因为他是公义的。
He came to take away our sins.
他来要拿走我们的罪。
Not to make us enjoy them.
不是要使我们享受罪。
He said, "You brought evil into this temple."
他说，你们把邪恶的事情带到这个圣殿来了。
You brought the wrong idea what a temple is all about.
你让人们对于圣殿到底是怎么回事有错误的看法。
He didn't say.You have spoiled the sacrifices.
他没有说哦，你破坏了献祭。
That wasn't his problem.
那不是他的问题。
He didn't say that you're cheating the people.
他没有说你们在骗百姓。
He said you're thieves.
他说你们是贼。
But that really wasn't his problem.
但是这不是真正的问题所在。
He said, "This is a house of prayer."
他说这是祷告的殿。
This is a place to meet with God.
这是要遇见神的地方。
And you've made it. a business house.
你们却使这成为做生意的地方。
In other words,
换句话说
you have not understood and you're not cooperating with God in the whole area of religion and worship.
换句话说，就是你不明白，你也没有跟神合作，在这整个的宗教敬拜的事情上。
This is to meet with God and have relationship with God.
这个地方应该是要遇见神，跟神有关系的地方。
This is not just a place to butcher animals.
这不是要放你动物的地方。
This is not the place to buy and sell.
这不是要做买卖的地方。
That can be done any place in the city.
做买卖在城里任何地方都可以。
It's a fact you have not understood what worship and prayer and praise is.
事实就是你不明白敬拜、祷告、赞美是什么。
You become religious.
你变得只有宗教的外表。
You go through the letter of the law.
你去遵守律法的仪文。
We bring the right sacrifice.
你带来正确的祭物。
We have the right priests.
有对的祭司。
We sing the right songs.
唱对的歌。
We do all the right things.
做所有对的事情。
We offer sacrifice.
好，我们献上我们的祭物。
That's been done.
Now, 好，我们做成了。好，现在神高兴了。
No, he said, that's the whole thing. You missed it.
不，他说你错过了整个的重点。
You missed it.
你错过了。
This is a house of meeting with God.
这是要遇见神的殿。
That's what prayer is about.
这就是祷告的重点。
This isn't a place to do business.
这不是做生意的地方。
This isn't a place for social activities.
这也不是有社交活动的地方。
This isn't a place to show how good I can sing.
这也不是要表现我能够唱歌唱多好的地方。
This isn't a place to make money.
这不是要赚钱的地方。
This isn't a place for all these kind of things.
这些事情都不应该在这个地方。
You missed it.
你们都搞不对了。
Let's go over to the fourth chapter.
我们来看到第四章。
The woman at the well.
井边的妇人。
And let's go to verse, let's see.19, we can start.
我们可以从十九节开始。
The woman said unto him,
妇人说
Sir,
先生
I perceive that you're a prophet.
我看出你是先知。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Now, she's bringing a religious question.
这妇人提出了一个宗教的问题。
She's starting a theological argument.
她开始一个神学上的争论。
Where is the right place to worship?
到底要在哪里敬拜才是对的呢？
And Jesus went more than that.
耶稣更进一步，不止这样子。
He didn't only answer the right place.
他不只回答了正确的地方。
But he answered the right way.
他还回答了正确的方式。
You see, she again was religious.
这个女人她也是很有宗教。
If I just fulfill the right ceremony, I do it in the right place.
她认为只要我在正确的地方，符合了正确的仪式，这样子就对了。
He said, "You've got it all wrong, lady."
耶稣说，妇人呐，你全都搞错了。神是个灵。
He's in the invisible world.
他是在看不见的世界里面。
That's not the way we do it.
这不是我们做的方式。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
He said, we don't worship God just because we have the right place.
我们不是说要敬拜神一定要在那个正确的地方。我们也不是说要有正确的方式。
The mountain worship was free worship.
但是他说我的敬拜是自由的。
The temple worship was protocol.
哦，圣殿的礼拜是很有仪式的。
All ceremonial.
或是通通按照礼仪的。
Ritualistic.
非常的形式的
Everything done in the right way.
一切都要按正确的方式做
And say the right things.
要说正确的话
At the right time.
要在正确的时候
However, we have established our ritual.
我们要建立起我们的仪式来
And almost all churches have some kind of a ritual.
几乎所有的教会都有某些的仪式
Now, which is right?
哪一个是对的呢
We have the ceremonial ritualistic sermon, worship.
我们有非常仪式化的敬拜
Or we have the free worship when we just have a great time.
还是说哦，我们有很自由的敬拜，我们就很快乐。
He said neither one.
耶稣说两个都不是。
What?
什么？
Neither one.
两个都不是啊。
You've got it all wrong.
你整个都搞错了。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
You can't worship him by the things you say or the things you do.
你不能够因着你所说的话或你所做的事情来拜他。
We have to worship him in our spirit.
你必须用你的灵来拜他。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
Whatever ritual you use.
不管你用什么样的仪式。
Would you sing songs?
或是你唱歌。
Or you don't sing at all.
或是你根本都不唱歌。
We had 4 months here in Atlanta. We never sang one song.
我们在亚特兰大的教会有四个月，我们一首歌都没有唱。
We couldn't even play it.
我们那时候才刚买了一个风琴，没有办法用。
He says it's neither one.
他说都不是。
It's not that you do this or do that.
不是在于你做这个或是做那个。
Some people are so religiously ritualistic.
有的人在宗教上非常的仪式化。
That one little thing out of their ritual, oh, it's terrible.
只要有一件事情，小小的事情跟他们的仪式不一样，他们就觉得很可怕。
I read about a Scottish church.
我读到有一个苏格兰的教会。
Quite a few years ago.
是很多年前。
And they only sung psalms.
单单的唱诗篇。
And the pastor's son.
牧师的儿子。
Led the choir.
他就带诗班。
As they would sing some psalm in all solemnity.
他们会非常庄严的唱一些诗篇的歌。
But the pastor's son went down to London.
但是牧师的儿子他去了伦敦。
And there he attended one of Moody's services.
他到那里去参加了穆迪的聚会。
And Moody was a great man of God.
穆迪是一位很伟大属神的人。
And an evangelist.
也是一个很好的布道家。
And he had a song leader by the name of Mr. Sankey.
他有一位领诗歌的叫做 Sankey 先生。
Who had lots of beautiful, lovely singing songs.
他有很多很美的唱的歌。
And the pastor's son said, how delightful.
牧师大师说：“哎呀，这个好好哦。”
How lovely the spirit here.
他们这里的灵好美。
Well, I'm going to take some songs home.
我要把一些歌带回家去。
So he took some songs home.
所以他就把一些歌带回去了。
And he taught the choir a song.
他就教诗班一首歌。
A real hymn.
是一首真正的诗歌。
And Sunday morning.
主日早上。
When the choir performed.
当诗班要唱歌的时候
Instead of singing a psalm,
他们不再是唱诗篇
they sung a hymn.
他唱一首诗歌
The pastor was so angry,
牧师很生气
He stopped it.
他就拦住了他们
He ran up and grabbed his son by the hair.
他就抓住他儿子的头发
Drug him out to the door.
把他拖到门口去
Kicked him.
踢他一脚
Get out and never come back to this church.
出去你再也不要回到这个教会来
We only sing psalms.
我们只唱诗篇
We can get very rigid in our ritual.
我们可能在自己的仪式里面变得很僵化
But Jesus said, that hasn't anything to do with it.
但是耶稣说这跟敬拜毫无关系。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
We come to meet with God.
我们来是要跟神见面。
A house of prayer.
这是祷告的殿。
Of talking with God and hearing God speak.
是跟神说话听到神讲话。
A place that has to do with our heart.
这个地方是跟我们的心有关的。
Not with the type of room we sit in,
不是在于我们是坐在怎么样的房子里面
or the chair we sit in on,
也不在于我们坐什么样的椅子
or would we sit on the floor,
或是我们坐在地上
as the Japanese do,
就像日本人那样子
or what way we're dressed,
或是说我们穿什么样的衣服
whether we're just like the Chinese,
或是像中国人一样
or like the Africans who don't wear hardly anything,
或是像非洲人几乎什么都不穿
It's not that at all.
根本都不是这一回事。
God is spirit.
神是灵。